Friends, wherever you are on the face of this planet, once again we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission, coming to you on this very day, the first day of the last month of the year 2014, with the time standing very close to 25 minutes to 9 p.m. here in Biafra land, and the same number of minutes to 8 p.m. in London. Irrespective of where you are, it is exactly 25 minutes to the top of the hour. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are. We must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially the well-meaning Biafrans on the eastern part of this very planet we call Earth. That this is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, we are in the bosom of Biafra land to continue our promise to Chukwu Abiama and to man on this very earth. That this very gospel, the way we preach it here, that the ceaseless propagation of this very epistle as ordained by Chukwu Abiama will continue until Biafra comes and beyond. Therefore, I welcome you, especially listeners on CHK 97.6 in Igwacha. You are welcome to this very live transmission. We welcome those of you listening via satellite. We welcome those of you listening via various portals online, of which the principal one remains www.radiobiafra.co. You may also be listening via Radio Biafra. You may also be listening via TuneIn. You may be listening via Biafra Television. You may even be listening via ipob.org. However you have elected to listen to us, however you have chosen to partake and participate in our programming this evening, we will welcome you regardless of where you are. And as I do so, I will also encourage you to welcome those who are around you. Our late coming is due to, once again, circumstances way, way, way beyond our control. Because things are falling into place, we may be losing control here on earth, but Chukwu Abiama is in absolute control in heaven. That is why everything that we do, that is why all that we are today, all that we will become, everything until Biafra comes and beyond, we owe in absolute remission, absolute submission to the will of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, the maker of the heavens and the earth, and all that is within it. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is why every battle we go into, we come out victorious. That is why the enemies of the children of God always flounder. That is why they confess with their tongue and their lips. That is why, as time goes on, we begin to authenticate our assertion that we are incorruptible, beyond corruption. When we say we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, we allow the unguarded utterances of those of them who are not worthy to be called the children of God to lend credence to it. That is why we are here. That is why we prevail. And that is why Chukwu Abiama is our God. We have come to do one thing alone. Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. With no prevarication, with no iota of retreat, with no surrender. I am here on the ground of my ancestors to seek the restoration of the dignity that our fathers lost. And until that dignity is restored, we will continue to march forward. We cannot retreat nor surrender. It is impossible. Biafra must come in our lifetime. And to help the coming of Biafra, as being propagated on Radio Biafra, I am joined by no less a person than the very accomplished and eminent barrister, Anthony Atlobarestimamezu, who has as ever kindly joined me all the way from London. I am in Biafra land. The very eminent barrister is in England. And together this evening, we shall pilot the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra towards one indisputable outcome, that they may become enlightened, that they may acquire knowledge, that they may have the requisite education, that the necessary wisdom may be impacted upon them, that they may seek the truth, that they may behold honesty, that they may be worthy to be called the children of God. That is why we are here, because Biafra will come. Nothing is going to stop it from happening, not even the machinations of the enemies, who are all over the place confessing with their lips. We cannot give them any credence anymore. We cannot even dare mention them. They are mere police informants. Anything they hear, they tell Nigerian police. So you must be very careful what you discuss with them, because the Nigerian police will hear it. We don't deal with informants here. In any freedom fighting in the world, what's its salt? Every informant is killed. Once you join any security apparatus of the enemy, from that day you are a dead person walking. But some of us are Biafrans. We don't quite understand what freedom fighting means. Some of that we also understand comes from our innate nature not to wantonly shed blood when the time hasn't come yet. I will, at this very point in time, welcome the barrister. But before I do so, I must crave his indulgence to please remind our audience all over the world, wherever you are, that our lines will be open, our protocols will be observed, and when we do so, the number to call once again will remain +234 805 909 8137. I repeat, 080 5909 8137. We are also on our universal number, which is +44 208 133 9976, +44 208 133 9976. We are on Skype as well, on all platforms on Skype, on Radio Biafra, on Radio Biafra 1, and also on Rapid Response 68. For all principal officers of state wishing to bring to the attention of humanity one form of announcement or the other. Here we are highly intellectual, and at this very point, I will bring in the barrister himself, whom I presume has been waiting very diligently, very patiently. The very eminent barrister, attorney at law, you have to confirm that you can hear me, please.
Good evening, Director Owa.
Thank you, barrister.
Good evening good to evening. You.
Good evening, barrister. Good evening.
And I say good evening to the people of Igbocha, Biafran in all over the world, those in Biafra land, from Ogoja to Umuahia, to Igbocha, to Anioma, all of my people, greetings from London. We thank all Biafrans, wherever they are, east, west, north, or south. Today, Director is coming from Biafra land. On our FM, there is a song by Warrior. It says, Olo nye shanya gebiye. Who said so? that Biafra will not be restored under the capable hands of Director Onwa Nnamdi Kanu, the only man. Yashimike na Chukwuma Agbo Eji, the only man who can only propel this particular agenda. Director Biafrans, always thank you. We are always grateful that we have somebody like you. No other can be. We are so grateful, so appreciative, regardless of any circumstance that are presented to us. Those things have been overcome. They have been overcome, Director. We are always in a position to sing the same song as you. Regardless of what people say, we have overwhelming majority of people who are following the trails of Radio Biafra. Wherever you go, they follow you. Njofu, me agbute, what the people will say, this world is not sweet. But people are still drinking it, Director.
They are. Barrister, they are.
We are unstoppable.
Of course we are. Who can stop us? Who is the
Director? One America, in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, everywhere in the continent. Owa is there. And he's always coming with the same effrontery, with the same force. His voice never changes. It's the same tone. He has never decided to tone it a little bit down or put it in the middle. It has been the same way. It will always remain. Dear friends, we thank you because you are our listener. You are the one supporting us. We're always grateful for all your support, your listenership, for your prayers, and of course, your financial deposition for Radio Biafra and the entire people of Biafra. We thank you. We welcome you to this edition PM, our FM, coming from Igwacha, and Biafra are happy for what is happening. Director, we have already vowed either Biafra or nothing else. We have no alternative. I met a guy a few days ago. He was evangelizing, a Biafra man. He said to me, Barrister, either Biafra or Biafra. I shook him and hugged him. That's the only one thing. Either Biafra or Biafra. Director, good evening. I'm here. I'm waiting for the news.
You will wait for me, the very accomplished and eminent barrister who will be with me all through our transmission this very evening. Once again, we welcome all listeners on CHK 97.6 in Port Harcourt. You are not being deceived. Your ears are not deceiving you. You are listening to Radio Biafra live presentation to the entirety of humanity. To the ends of the earth. Men, women, families are listening to this very program. As I said, everything we do on this very platform, we set an unbreakable, unmatchable precedent that others wish to emulate. Sometimes not in the nicest possible of ways, they allow themselves their reason to be beclouded by a sense of greed, a sense of jealousy, and the sense of hopelessness. Here we don't copy people. We are as original as they come. That is why today, as I have extensively posted, for the very first time since 1985, a panel of distinguished experts are now discussing the merits of the dependency mindset of we people from Black Africa. That Bob Geldof, Michael Jackson, Cyndi Lauper, Lionel Richie can get together to play a song, We Are the World, if you're old enough to remember that very song, in order to save starving children in Ethiopia and famine victims all across Africa, that they have to play music abroad. We came on this very radio station I preach that very gospel, that the problem of Africa is dependency way of reasoning. If a white man hasn't done anything, you cannot do anything for yourself. Our relay transmitter broadcasting in Port Harcourt, we did it ourselves. We did not call a white man to do it for us. We did it ourselves. As I said before, we are going to saturate every spectrum of broadcast with Radio Biafra Gospel, as ordained by Chukwu Abiama. We are currently on satellite, we are online, we are on FM, and very soon we will be on AM as well. Don't ask us any silly questions because we won't tell you. Those of you who are police informants, those of you who specialize in peddling rumors as a way of survival, we are sorry to disappoint you. We have come here to get Biafra. If you have any problem in your country or in your zone, speak to your coordinator. Your coordinator, if he or she is incapable, look for the continental rep. No more on Radio Biafra. If you call Radio Biafra trying to discuss any issue of irrelevance, I will not entertain your call. Instead, you will put it in writing so there will be a written record. When I give you my response, it will also be written. If you write to me with any questions, I will provide you with answers. Radio Biafra, millions of people all over the world are listening. Do you know that our bandwidth can no longer cope? That people log on so much that we cannot cope. Do you know that? That is why sometimes people say, oh, are we still live on air because we cannot receive anything? Because there are millions of people logged on all over the world. They have spent time to understand what Biafra is all about, and we are going to spend that time educating them, making them aware of what we are looking for, trying to make them realize that this very land, this very holy and sceptered land, is the dwelling place of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, and that we must set this land free from the shackles of iniquity, from the bounds, I would say, of darkness, and from the grip of agents of Satan. That is our work, and we must do it. And in so doing, we must maintain our incorruptibility. We must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow itself, regardless of what mere mortals may think. Because very soon, Aragabandi are about Yuku. Isn't Chukwu Abiama great that they have acknowledged, at least I saw the container, Chukwu Abiama will be. You know, some people, sometimes people say things they don't quite understand the meaning of. They say things which are inconsequential. In any freedom fighting, the words coming out of the mouth of a police informant, you cannot do anything with it. Because anything you tell them, they peddle for money. And this is Radio Biafra. Before I go on to present our news headlines and accompanying summary, I must bring to your attention that people listen to Radio Biafra. They make use of what we say. The gospel that we preach permeates their understanding. And because of this very great work, people are flocking to what we are doing. People are calling every blessed day, wanting to be part of this very family. They want to see what they can do to be part of this very struggle. Every blessed day, we continue to build alliances. Every blessed day, we continue to meet those of them that will help us be free. For all of you fathered by Hausa Fulani men with Igbo names, all of you that Hausa Fulani women carried in their womb before giving birth to you with Igbo names, Biafra is not for you. Go back to Boko Haram where you belong. You don't belong to us Biafrans. No, you don't. You are contaminated. That is why selling information to the police comes in very handy. We want people who are just. We need people who are pure. We need those who are disciplined. We need those who are sincere. We need those who are honorable. Not to go and present fake pictures of people and claim they are who they are not. Madness will descend upon all of you, and you can survive it. This is Radio Biafra. We must at this very point proceed to bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary. because we are in freedom fighting, we may have the media, a platform to broadcast with, and it is not easy. If what we are doing is easy, all Jules Okalu would have done it. All these corrupt governors would have done it. What we are doing, they cannot do. With shoestring budget, next to nothing. And in case some people have forgotten, the way we talk about funding on Radio Biafra, people will think we are awash with billions. That is not the case. If you allow us the way we are, we cannot function effectively. We cannot conclude all the things we told you we are going to conclude. We cannot tell you everything we are doing, because if we tell you, you will leak it and our enemies will know. Not everything that Uche Mefo knows, that I know. As simple as that. If we feel that you ought to know something, we will bring that into your attention and to your knowledge. Or else, you are not supposed to know. This is Radio Biafra. We must now proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the very first day of December in the year of our Lord 2014. Nearly, 30 days time from now last year is the anniversary of our landmark epic program for 8 hours. People try to do something that is above their station. Can you sit in one place for 8 hours and broadcast non-stop, no adverts, no break, for 8 hours? We did it last year. We shall do so again this year, as a matter of fact. This is Radio Biafra. Go and tell your friends and your family. Tell them that the truth is being spoken here. Tell them if they listen to us, they will learn. If you listen to Radio Biafra, this is the finest university you will ever attend in your life, because here you learn. Every blessed day, and in turn, we learn from you. You will get your pen and your paper. If you bring them closer, who knows, by this time next week, you can debate anybody on issues regarding the sovereignty of Biafra and be able to emerge victorious. Divided nation, the breakup of the zoo is inevitable, according to a Yoruba man, Bayo Oluwasomi. I believe that's his name. The zoo is finished. I said 2015. I'm not changing. 2015. It cannot survive it. It's round the corner. People sometimes, they approach freedom fighting with fear. You are full of trepidation. I am here. Some people say, we have a studio in Biafra. Where are you? I said, I don't lie. If I am not in Biafra land, I will tell you I am not in Biafra land. Nobody will beat me. You came in here. You can't do anything to me. I don't know why people lie. Why do people lie? What for? What do you stand to gain? After lying and talking rubbish, you use the same mouth to condemn yourself by confirming what the whole world knows already, that you knew, but pretended you didn't know, by asking frivolous, senseless, idiotic questions. The zoo have now canceled their military training with the USA. USA planned to train the zoo soldiers. They have now canceled it. And I said to them, good luck. The more America doesn't engage with this very corrupt edifice called the Zoological Republic, the better for everybody. I'm very happy that America is no longer engaging. Of course, Cuba and Warsaw. Every day you hear something new. Many killed as Boko Haram terrorists invade Christian town. Christians are being slaughtered, but I can assure you that the Pope will say nothing. We are reporting today that Christians are being killed. Pope Francis the 92nd or 95th, I don't know his correct title. Do you know the meaning of Pope? Does anybody here know the meaning of Pope? What Pope stands for? Do you know? What does it mean? What's the meaning of Pope? Pope means Papa, Father. That's the meaning of Pope. Papa, that's what it means. That's why they call him their father. I don't know how somebody who never got married, who is uncircumcised, give birth to somebody who is circumcised. Doesn't make sense to me. I am circumcised. I was circumcised on the 8th day after I was born, according to scriptural edict, as ordained in heaven, as a covenant between man and God in heaven. I hope people are understanding what you understand what I say here. because we don't mince words. We speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences. The truth must be spoken. Every genuine male Biafran child was circumcised on the eighth day after they were born. The same way that Moses was circumcised, the same way that David was circumcised, the same way that Solomon was circumcised, the same way that Samuel was circumcised, the same way that all the patriarchs were circumcised on the eighth day after they were born. Biblical, scriptural, spiritual, and consistent over time. Covenant between this very earth and heaven itself, of which I bear testimony to. I know God already. I know God already. This is Radio Biafra. Here we teach you what you don't know. I am circumcised. I will not kneel before anybody who is uncircumcised to bless me. It's impossible. I can't do that. Because Abraham went through the same thing. Joshua went through the same thing. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. By this you shall know those of them I have called, those I have chosen. Circumcision on the eighth day. Very, very simple. I make no apologies. If you are not circumcised, go and ask for your God. Not for me. As for me and my household, there is only one supreme entity, one supreme God, Chukwu Abiyama. Before we came, was anybody mentioned Chukwu Abiyama before? Before Radio Biafra, do you know who Chukwu Abiyama is? You never knew him. You never praised him in his proper name. But now you can all do that, thanks to the wonderful work being done on this very platform. Before Radio Biafra came, there was nobody attracted to Facebook. No, none whatsoever. People used it for all manner of dealings. But now that we are here, everywhere is awash with Biafra. Before we came, there was no level of awareness up to this very extent. But now that we are here, everywhere you go to, people discuss Biafra very freely, at least amongst the intelligentsia, those of them who are capable of reasoning or thinking outside the box, as the case may be. And of course, wherever you have meat, you'll also have flies. So it also attracts gossipers as well. It's only normal. It's nature. That's the way it is. You see vulture and you see flies. Nobody eats a vulture or flies, but they are there. People come to buy the meat to go home and eat. The vulture will always scavenge, and the flies will always opportunistically perch on the food being purchased. You wave them away, you still buy the meat, wash it and eat it. The same thing applies in real life to Biafra. Some of us have come to restore, some have come to destroy, some have come to scavenge, some have come to steal, some have come to pillage, and some have come to kill themselves, and not us. Many killed as Boko Haram terrorists invade Christian town. The Pope will not say anything. I don't expect him to anyway. He's a Muslim. Plane evacuated due to bomb scare at New York's JFK airport. It's only the beginning. Many more will happen. You support devil and evil will come to you. Anytime you support evil, evil will be visited upon you. Female suicide bombers attack Maiduguri market again. The killing continues. As some of people that call themselves, I can't say their names, to be honest. I will not say their names anymore, not on this platform. And nobody is allowed to mention any of their names here anymore. If you do, I will terminate your line. We don't have time for rubbish here. You have come to get Biafra. On a day, they have used their own mouth to condemn themselves. To say, oh, after all, I knew all this while. Many fear dead in fresh Maiduguri bomb blast that is killing everywhere courtesy of the British. The only gift that Britain could have given to the world is to bring this death and mayhem. Of course, the population is going down. At least yesterday, it went down by nearly 400. So they're doing very well. But they should increase the rate of the killing. Ebola didn't quite work. Please, American scientists, dream of more deadly virus to bring here. We are waiting. Our ignorance is on a scale that is unimaginable. In Black Africa, we are waiting to die of disease and ignorance. Bring it on. We continue. They say another bomb explosion rocks federal prison in Ekiti. Everywhere you go to, there are bombs exploding. Bombs exploding. But because all these things are happening in Black Africa, you know, sometimes when I say to people I have studied Biafra for 19 years, they don't quite understand what I mean by that. It means I have studied you and the way you reason as a being, and I have found nothing to write home about. These are people that build cities without sewage system. They cannot generate electricity. No potable water. The roads are not good. The schools are almost non-existent, at least at primary level or elementary level. Nothing seems to be working. People are sheepishly and aimlessly looting the national treasury dry. There is no taste. There is no class. There is no decency. There is no honor. And of course, in defeat, there is no grace. Explosion rocks federal prisons. We are reporting as Jonathan's impeachment comes ever closer. The earlier we act, the better, according to Yoruba man Jajere. They want to impeach Jonathan. They want Jonathan removed from office. And I cannot wait for that to happen, because it will precipitate the very realistic collapse of this very damnable entity created by the white man from Britain to the service and glorification of Lucifer. The reason why Nigeria is here is that Lucifer's name may be praised. Ekwensu. And we have said no to that. They cannot prevail over our lives. We are here on the ground. As people will always say, we do not retreat. We do not surrender. Everything we said we are going to do, we have done. Even those who have been lying through their teeth, today they are confirming, behold, I saw it. I saw the container. If our people can reason. But of course, we are black people from Africa, the people that presided over the death of everybody who has ever come to save them. I can give you names, Patrice Lumumba. I can give you names, Thomas Sankara. I can also add to that very list a man named Walter Rodney, if you can remember. Because Africa, black people in this COG, they don't understand what it means to be, to, they don't have goodness inside them. Why do you think we are suffering? Do you think Chukwu Abiyama doesn't know what he's doing? Why do you think there is so much pain, anger, anguish, and suffering in Africa? It is because we are wicked. Wicked people. That is why. We are wicked people. That is why anybody can use us. That reminds me, when I think of those trying to do, I mean, not that nobody can stop this. It's done by God. No. When I remember these fools, it reminds me of the conquest of the zoo. People don't know that white people came from Europe. They came to West Africa. They used black people to conquer black people. Do you know that? Do you know that the army that conquered the zoo today called Nigeria, that they came from Ghana? The West Africa Frontier Force. Do you know that? No, you don't. That idiot they recruited from Ghana to come and fight and kill fellow black people, they couldn't say no. They followed a white man. And then after a few years, they said, oh, Nkrumah is fighting for liberation of Africa from white man. They forgot that it was black people that killed other black people for a white man. The same way, even in Biafra, other people will work, other people will seek to destroy for the benefit of Nigeria police. That is how you become an informant. That's what you have become. Mad people. The zoo currency continues to depreciate. Bombs are going off everywhere. People are dying. Suicide bombers, jailbreaks everywhere. No electricity, no running water, no good roads. Things are crumbling in the zoo. But black people don't have a revolutionary mentality. That is why we are here on the ground. to radicalize them and revolutionize them. Unless you kill these people, your lives won't be better. Unless you go out and burn things down, your lives will never be better. Unless you go out and say, I'm upset, your lives can never improve. What is wrong with African black people that they cannot revolt en masse? Ghana is good because of Jerry Rawlings. And incidentally, Jerry Rawlings was fathered by a white man. The only place in Africa you have had something close to a revolution. When you go to queue for US visa, the queue is from here to high heavens and backwards. Don't you know there was a man called George Washington that led a revolution against the British and men died? When you say, I am a black person, I want equality in America, do you know there's this man called Abraham Lincoln who committed white troops to go and fight other white troops from the Southern Confederates, that black people may be free? Do you understand the concept of sacrifice? Do you know what sacrifice is all about? Do you know that in Britain they even revolted under Oliver Cromwell? They formed the Commonwealth. They cut off the head of the king. Do you know in France they rebelled? Do you know in Russia they rebelled? Do you know that in every part of the world where there is seeming progress today, that they revolted against evil? Because evil is a necessary part of nature. Do you know that? That there are some bacteria in your body. They are with you from the day you were born. The only day they will start acting is when you stop breathing, the day you die. The second you die, they go to work. Their job is to decompose the body. They are in your body all this while, though. They don't do anything. Their job is just to wait. Go and ask any doctor. I said, I am learned. Anything I tell you is gospel. I don't lie. There are some bugs in your body waiting for you to die. Once you die, they go to work. First of all, rigor mortis will set in, and then after that, they start to decompose you from the inside because you are now dead. You are a waste to humanity. They must get rid of you. That is what nature ordered. People don't know this, do they? The same thing with black people. There is something wrong with us. That is why we cannot be revolutionaries. I said, Che Guevara came to Africa and ran away. Even Jesus Christ came and ran away. Do you know that? He came now with the mother, Mary. They came to Egypt. Even as tiny as he was as a baby, he used Holy Spirit to communicate to me. He said, take me away from here. This is a dark continent. Don't you know that Yeshua was in Africa? Mary and Joseph took him back to complete his ministry and his work. This is Radio Biafra. The truth we propagate. Some of you may not like it because you were born out of darkness. We are the children of the light. I was reminding somebody this evening, have you seen the picture of our podium on the 30th of May? There were 11 flags mounted on 11 poles to represent the 11 rays on the rising sun on the tricolor. Go and check it. But out of all those flags there was one where the rays of the sun was pointing downwards. Have you noticed it? I said that Chukwu Abiyama is God. It is to tell you that there are those amongst you who may look Biafran, who may talk like Biafrans, but they can never be Biafrans. Go and look at that very picture again. You will see there is a particular flag there where the rising sun is pointing downwards and is very, very conspicuous. You will not miss it. It is telling you something. They see the truth, they place it down, they face it downwards. That is why we have started in the Igwocha, CHK 97.6, that we may tell them that we are one people, the same destiny, the same origin, oneness. Keep your abandoned property, we'll build new ones. But Biafra must come. Without Biafra, you are all dead anyway. Without Biafra, you will wallow in abject poverty forever and ever. Only Biafra represents the light. Only Biafra represents the true path to salvation and righteousness, which in turn means that is the only way you can see God. It's only through Biafra. Anything else, you're going to stay to hell. Everybody. Biafra is the truth. We are the only people in this world to say truth is life. Do you know that? Go and look at, read about Mahatma Gandhi, go and read about Martin Luther King. They will tell you, truth is life. And truth is godliness. the only race in the world, the only group of people, the only country, the only nation to recognize that truth is important and irreducible is the Biafran nation. Truth is life. And as long as we speak it on this very platform, no harm shall befall us. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. The news in greater detail. The possible breakup of the zoo brings on the bone shaking shivers, doctors call rigors. Many writers have detailed how the zoo is bustling at the seams with ethno-religious, political and economic problems waiting to explode. However, the apostles of One Nigeria have repeatedly denied or dismissed the notion and tried to nudge us out of that very zone anytime they listen to Radio Biafra, anytime they understand how upset we are, regardless of the presence of police informants. Anytime they come close to us, they understand how serious we are. They know how determined we are. They know that this gospel is ceaseless. They know we make strides every blessed day. They try to do the best they can to shoo us away from that very reality of the imminent breakup of the Zoological Republic. They want you to feel safe. They want you to feel secure. They tell you though that the integrity, territorial integrity of the zoo is not negotiable. We must remain one. No. How many are there? They are not up to 50. These criminals. It is the fools that got them that I feel sorry for. We continue. They are talking about the possible breakup of the zoo. It is a Yoruba man writing, everywhere there is chaos. By definition, the zoo is a failed state, not Radio Biafra speaking. I told them that this place is a failed state in 2009. June 2009, I announced on Radio Biafra broadcasting from London that the zoo is a failed state. I know what I received from all over the place, what they were saying about what we told them then. Today, it's even a Yoruba man, even cowards can now write something about the zoo being a failed state. By definition, a failed state is one that has simply ceased to function. Going by this definition, Nigeria is a failed state. Nigeria is a divided nation. Nigeria is a collapsed state and her breakup is imminent. The signs are all over the place. When you come here, that is this very calm, which is quite deceptive. Scratch it on the surface, you see how frustrated people are. People are waiting. They said to me, even today, I had meetings with them. They asked me once again, where are the weapons? And I said to them that they said you don't exist. They said you are not ready yet. And you can imagine their frustration and their anger. But I said to them not to do anything foolish yet. The time hasn't come for that. We don't want to soil our hands before we go and do a righteous work before God and before man. We continue. The historic rivalries between East and West, South and North, oil states and non-oil states. This is a Yoruba man outlining the problems Christians and Muslim communities, Democrats and autocrats, soldiers and citizens that have bedeviled the zoo called Nigeria since its founding are pulling us apart to the extreme. We are closer to breaking point. At least this man is very, very correct. There is nothing uniting me and Yoruba person. It is here, very clear, in black and white, written by Yoruba man. He said they are historic. Awolowo never saw eye to eye with Nnamdi Azikiwe. Never. They chased Azikiwe away from Western House. They chased him away. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. At least the Yoruba man is speaking. We continue. The chilly relationship between the zoo and the USA has gotten even frostier on Monday, with the zoo terminating the training of an army battalion by American security personnel. The U.S. Embassy in Abuja said in a statement that at the request of the Nigerian government, the United States will discontinue its training of a Nigerian army battalion. They said that the two phases of their training occurred between April and August 2014 and lent basic soldiering skills to untrained civilian personnel. Based on mutual assessment of the Nigerian Army and U.S. trainers, a third iteration of training was agreed upon with the intent of developing the battalion into a unit with advanced infantry skills. We regret premature termination of this training, as it was to be the first in a larger planned project that would have trained additional units with the goal of helping the Nigerian Army build capacity to counter Boko Haram, the United States government said. The USA are saying that They are now pulling out of further training with the zoo. They will not sell weapons to the zoo. They will not provide training for their troops again. Now, this is why when I castigate African people, some people inbox me, they call me on the phone and say, please take reason. I say, I will not take reason. The more stupid you are, the more vociferous our castigation will become. I'm sure there's a place called NDA, is that correct? Nigeria Defense Academy, is that correct? What do you understand by Nigeria Defense Academy? Is that where you train soldiers? Is that correct? You have Nigeria Defense Academy. You will see a cockroach saying, I'm an army officer. I went to NDA, Nigeria. Then what is United States soldiers doing here training you then? So what did you learn at NDA? You went to NDA. What did you learn at Nigeria Defense Academy then? It's like telling me that you have universities and then you graduate and you have American professors coming to lecture you again on the same subject you have just been trained upon. Does that make any sense? When you train as a soldier, there are some things called joint exercises. You can have that. Joint maneuver, joint military training. Not to have them come and show you how to shoot a rifle, for goodness sake. You passed out of NDA. I said to people that this army is useless. This army can be taken apart in a matter of weeks. In a matter of weeks, this army can be dislodged. They are not strong at all. It's only by intimidating civilians that they gain their notoriety and their so-called fabled, strength. They only exist on paper. Boko Haram is teaching them a lesson every blessed day. It's a good thing America is not wasting their time training them. I am very, very happy. A new day, a new round of killings this time around. Suspected Boko Haram militants arrived on motorcycles, throwing bombs, and raided mostly Christian town in the zoo's northeast after nightfall on Saturday. Residents and military sources said, residents said scores of people have been killed in the town of Shani, but a police source said they have been unable to verify the death toll as communication to the town has been largely cut off. They rode on motorcycles and we are more than 30 men. They started throwing bombs into houses. Then the Boko Haram people fired shots at people who were fleeing, according to the residents. That is how bad things have become. You can wake up one morning and you find yourself dead already because of the zoo created by the British. This is the plan of the British government. They know that Hausa Fulani cannot live alongside Biafran Christians. They know that very well. The same way they have not allowed Turkey to join the EU. Turkey cannot join the EU. Then why must I be in the same country with members of the Organization of Islamic Countries? How is that possible? How, I ask? In the land of Israel, they are advocating a two-state solution. Anybody, if you have read the Bible, you will understand that the land belongs to Israel. Very simple. If you have studied, people claim they read the Bible. I don't know what they read in the Bible. You will see that this very land was given to the children of God by Chukwu Abiyama himself. They want a two-state solution. Why don't they say that the Palestinian Arabs should remain where they are under the entire, or should I say, overarching value system of the Hebrew nation or the Hebrew people? Why not? You want me to live under Organization of Islamic Countries, but in Palestine, you want to divide the land of Israel into two and give half to Islam. Why don't you allow Islam to remain under Hebrew control, under Israeli control? What's wrong with that? The same thing you are advocating for we wretched monkeys in Africa, because you think we don't reason. Unfortunately, there is Radio Biafra. Christians are being killed and the Pope will not say anything. As a plane is being evacuated due to bomb scare at New York's JFK airport, around 200 passengers were evacuated from a plane at New York's JFK. That was where I flew from last time I was in New York, which is only a few months ago, or should I say a few weeks ago. American Airlines Flight 67, which departed from Barcelona, was evacuated on the runway before authorities swept the aircraft at around 2 p.m. local time. The port authority said the threat had been telephoned in. One passenger, Teresa Dietrich, spoke of the incident to the New York Times. It's a little nerve-wracking because you are not quite sure exactly what is going on. going on. Rather, it never seemed rushed. It never seemed panicked. It was fairly orderly because they are used to it. Not in Africa. You see people shouting, "Opare, opare, opare." If they even run to where the bomb is, and the bomb will explode due to the noise making. Two female suicide bombers have attacked Maiduguri again near a market where they killed several people last week. Some reporters learned that the two female bombers carried explosives in the back of their hijab dress, arrived at a hair braiding salon, and blew themselves up as a female civilian JTF operative tried to search them. They are blowing up themselves for what they believe in. Some people are going about yapping for what they believe in. There are many ways to serve and be hardcore. One is by strapping a bomb and killing your enemies. The other one is to bring Oche Kitchen closer and be yapping all day long. Many fear dead in fresh Maiduguri bomb blast. Every blessed day, people are dying as we also report an explosion rocking the federal prisons in Ekiti. An explosion has rocked the federal prisons in Ado Ekiti, Ekiti State, southwest of the zoo on Monday. Oh my goodness me. Another explosion in a prison. Another explosion everywhere. As we also report this evening that Jonathan's impeachment is ever closer. Senator Alkali Jajere, representing Yobe South Senatorial District, has said that there was no auspicious time to commence the impeachment proceedings of President Goodluck Jonathan than now, because the insurgents would wipe out his constituents from the surface of the earth. These are Hausa people funding Hausa Fulani people to kill Hausa Fulani people sometimes. But their target were Christians and Biafrans for that matter. Now they're killing themselves. He said, impeach Jonathan before my constituency fails to exist. Because if they don't hold elections in that part of the world, Jonathan cannot be elected the president. I don't know if they even know this at all anyway. If you cannot conduct elections in certain parts of the zoo, you cannot emerge as the president. We know they listen to us. If you want to stop Jonathan, that's how to do it. There was only one ballot box in Florida. The dispute between Al Gore and George Bush Jr., those of you who understand these things very well. Al Gore was the Democratic candidate after Clinton left office, and George Bush was contesting under the Republicans. He took an act of the Supreme Court of the United States of America to declare George Bush the winner after countless recounts in Florida. One simple ballot box delayed the announcement of the most powerful man in the whole world, or powerful office in the whole world, the President of the United States of America. How can Jonathan expect to be elected the president when parts of the northeastern part of this very zoo are under siege by forces of darkness? Because we represent the light. This man is complaining, please impeach Jonathan now before my constituency fails to exist, as the naira falls to a record low of 183 against the dollar. I feel sorry for them. This place, people are getting poorer by the day, but people don't quite understand the impact that adverse, or should I say, hyperinflationary foreign exchange will have on the economy. Because they claim they have economic departments or people that teach them economics, but then it's just like the soldiers. You go to NDA, you come out, and then you bring in American recruits to teach you how to shoot a gun. Very, very sad indeed. The naira is depreciating against the dollar, and I want the naira to be on the floor. We want hardship here, the same way we are all suffering. That people may reason, but we are black people. I doubt if we're capable of doing so. As one killed, suspected Boko Haram members attack Ekiti. They have come to Ekiti, Yoruba land. They have come in brazen broad daylight attack. What can you do about it? We are going to witness this very thing. And by that time you say, if I had known, I wouldn't have been gossiping my life away. I should have done something far more meaningful. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister said he will remain with me. I don't know how faithful the barrister is, but let us try, because I know he's a very faithful man. The barrister is with me. I will now defer to him. Barrister Mamezu, can you please hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director Omwa, I am faithful and loyal. Forever.
You will be. Please go ahead, barrister.
Forever. Thank you. Thank you for the news, and thank you for the way you always analyze things. Director, most of the time, when I think what you're doing, sometimes I say to myself, why didn't I meet you earlier? Why didn't I meet you and Uche before earlier? But then again, Chukwabiama says, the time you met these guys are the time I appointed you to meeting them. And that I took. And I comforted myself to that particular tone. Director Owa, once again, good evening. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. You've heard the news. This is a verdict. Director, I tried frantically last night to get back to you, but I couldn't.
You did.
I tried frantically.
You did.
Now, the reason why I'm saying this, I want to revert back to Buhari telling us that once he's elected, Boko Haram is over. Well, of course, I think Dr. Engineer Iranya Uche Mefo and Prince Darlington have already discussed this particular issue. And let me add my own voice. Director Omar, it is obvious that Buhari is the sponsor of Boko Haram. He said once he's elected, it's all over. Then it takes intellectuality to realize that this guy knows what he's doing. Of course, Boko Haram are doing all this. Remember some few months ago, there was a bomb blast where he was doing his rally, but nothing touched him or touched those who are around him. Come on. It does not require a dibia for you to know that this guy is the mentor of Boko Haram. Let's leave that aside. Director, yesterday, the Pope was angry because some Hausa Fulani Boko Haram were killed. Who can tell me when the Pope ever spoke for Biafrans? When? And remember, they are Christians. Director, look, I came to surmise, I repeat, I came to conclude, if you like, that all this Christianity business from the West, they are all Muslims. All of them.
Barrister, they
all
are.
Of them.
Barrister, they are.
You cannot tell me.
They are evil Roman Catholic. Evil Roman Catholic, they are closet Muslims.
All of them.
They are Muslims.
They are Muslims, Director. The things they brought to us are deception to conquer our hearts. In the name of Virgin Maria and all the rest of it. You cannot tell me you have a son, Director. As somebody is killing your son, you remain adamant. And you turn away. Is that possible?
It is inconceivable. Inconceivable.
I know our brother Uche Mefo always take offense whenever we mention Catholicism or we mention about Christianity. Uche Mefo, I am very sorry on this occasion, but all those things are politics and deception. For your own Pope, you talk about Muslims and sorry for them being killed. Your own people, Uche Mefo, has the Pope ever said what is going on? You are one of us. You are the deputy director in the first instance. And our people are dying, regardless of what I believe, regardless of who I am, Director, if my people are killed, look at the Caribbean. Even whatever the Pope gave him, the Queen gave him, he dropped it on the floor and said, my people are killed as a result. I am returning back all the goddamn titles you gave me. I can't even dropped every goddamn robe. Whatever title this guy was giving, he dropped it on the floor. I no longer believe in you. I thought I could trust you. You connived with the Biafran, supplied them with weapons. And then you gave me all the titles. For what? I can't even dropped all those goddamn titles and said, I am not interested. Director, see, this is a Biafran man. And that's how I lock all Biafrans to believe and behave. Not because you believe in Catholicism, you believe in Christianity, your own people are dying. And you say, I still believe in Virgin Mary and all the rest of it. No, it's not fair. It's not right. Pope was angry. Nearly 6 million Biafrans died. The bloody Pope did not say anything. And yet, we see things, we paper over it because of what? I'm sharing Ghanaian me so that what we have, so I won't die. Eventually, I will die anyway. Why are we afraid of death? We can't do rally. We cannot protest that this is wrong. Few stupid Biafrans will go and connive with Nigerians just for the pittance of it. What happens to the rest? What happens to your brothers and sisters who are in suffrage? And we are wallowing in ignorance. It pains me. And these are the things that makes me to get emotional. When we see the things we're supposed to say, we don't say it. We keep holding on a cloak of pretense. Why? Because Pope will see that he's Kwabiyama. He will see the right thing. He will rather prefer to join the Muslims so that they will not kill him. That is all. I didn't get you here. What a shame. And my own people are dying on a daily basis in dozens. And we are doing a Kele Maria. While others are Jupiter Gana Gracia. Director, let me move to Gulo Jonathan. They want to impeach him.
Yes, they do.
No. They do. Impeach him or they don't impeach him. The handwriting is on the wall. Mene Mene Tekel Ofasil. I didn't like it. The bloody handwriting is on the wall. Tazu is finishing. The war, what has already fallen, can never be brought back again. What about August 2015, Kwadiyama has decreed it, that contraction is falling down. When I was a little boy, I always listened to this rhyme. London Bridge is falling, and it is falling. That zoo has gone down, and nothing can ever revive it.
Nothing at all whatsoever. Nothing.
Director, power, wherever good Lord Jonathan is pitched, but I tell you this, he will not be impeached anyway. Because he's got the power. He has got the power. He can never be impeached. Regardless, they have already mentioned this. So thinking that he's been impeached, then again, that zoo is going home. He's going home and he's gone. Dead. But my anger on Lord Jonathan, after all these 11 aircraft, where is he flying into? Going to hide in Gabon, or is he in where did he bank his money again, Director?
In Namibia. His money Namibia. Is in Namibia. In the oil sector, you know, in Namibia. Yes.
Do you know how many Biafrans we have in Namibia?
No, Barrett.
They will kidnap him. They will kidnap him and do the same thing they did to Umaru Diko. I'm very glad. See, Director, our friend, in the name of all those good men, those Jewish men you met, they are doing their, they are lobbying very well. America is no longer supporting the zoo on this. They are not, where is Enwifo, the ambassador? He's always supporting the zoo because they give him some oil money. Our oil money, Biafra money, in the name of Chukwu Abiyama, Biafra money. They cannot train them. They will not supply them. Gowan was stupid enough because this guy is still walking around saying that he asked America to supply him with people so that he would chase Ojukwu. And he's married to an Igbo woman. That woman, shame on you that you are living with Gowan, an uncircumcised man.
He has money, barrister. Eman ego, akonobanko, money. That's all.
Director, I've said it many times. There is why our people have fallen into money because of the strangulation they put upon us. Director, look at our seaport is not working. We have no airport, solely local. All our factories and industry have been bloody closed. We don't have anything. So, when somebody who has money says, what is your bid? I'll give it to you. To fall prey to it. Director, I tell you, I don't blame my people all that much. The ones I blame are these new ones who will deliberately go into the house of Fulani Boko Haram in order to sell Biafran. Director, do you know this? If our people are in the house of Fulani, they'll chop their heads off. Because those ones, they don't entertain Sabo to us. They don't entertain them. But because of the way Chukwadiyama created us, that's why we are the way we are. But things are changing. And changing very fast. It's changing very fast. Director, that few individuals are enjoying Biafran money. 99.99% are suffering. And those few who will get money from Hassan and Ibokona, your own money, you are betraying your people. Trying to betray director Omwa of Owanine, the only man who could speak boldly, regardless. Speaking boldly, anywhere, wherever he goes. I've said this many times. That 99.99% of us could not even attempt to do what you're doing. As I always say, why didn't I meet you earlier to support what you're doing so that we could have moved quicker than what we're doing now?
We would have gotten Biafra by now.
I said, I am pleased, happy that I met you and Uche Mefor to support the movement of Radio Biafra. And that's where we are. But I still say, why didn't I meet you guys earlier?
That was how Chukwu Abiyama wanted it. It's Chukwu Abiyama. Barrister, it's Chukwu Abiyama. You know that.
Director, not until Biafra come, Imam Mezu will never rest.
I know. I know you won't.
Because Biafra is so passionate in my... Director, I tell you, if Biafra comes today, I'm going home. What am I doing in a foreign land? Where am I? Okun Okaji and all the rest of it. What? The one will fly over and it's frozen and all the rest of it will just chop it like that I eat. I want to eat something live, something fresh. Director, Radio Biafra, we have done enough. That should end us a big time. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Barrister.
Oh no, Mashiku, yeah, Mashiku, one there. If you don't like it, your next door neighbor will like it. Let's not look things on the other way. Whatever that is black, you always get white. Whatever you see female, you get pale. Oh, Mashiku and Piyama created the way things are. We cannot change it. We cannot fast forward the work of nature.
Never, ever, ever. We cannot. Barrister.
At the given time, I love my people in America. Dr. Engineer Rania, you're doing very well. You and Prince Darlington, you are doing well. The way you support Uteme for all this time, I've been asking because I've been practically busy. All of you out there, Martin Kirobo, I've got your message, but I'll come back to you. My own personal person of individuality, my own man. Director, you know who my old man is?
Of course, yes.
Who is it?
It is Obidi Obien, is that correct?
Obidi Obien. Director, you look like you live in my heart these days, is it?
I have always lived in your heart, Barrister, of course I have.
I love you, Director. Some people wonder. Me and you have some kind of relationship, but no problem.
our love is very deep, Barrister, I must tell you. Very, very deep.
Nobody can exchange it for anything. It's in my temple.
I know.
Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, do your best because Biafra is coming. Good luck is falling. 11 aircraft, one man, and material suffering. Go to Aba. I was talking to a lady nurse this evening, Director. She's from Aba, and she knows. She says in her car, driving on Aba Road, when it rains, the whole road will cover the car. Imagine. And all this is coming from your land. Going to Kaduna and Kano.
I asked my brother to bring a car to me at Aba. He said he cannot come because he cannot guarantee that the car will get to me where I am.
It will be swallowed.
Oh,
and this is Aba, Eniba City. A beautiful city that was not very well in the 70s and the 80s. Aba has gone down. If we don't chase Rochas or culture out, the world will follow suit. The world will follow the same way. The heartland of Igbo people, Owerri will never go this way. Rogers or Crocha, please go back to where you come from. You're not an Igbo man. It's a shame. Our people grabbed you because of deception. You brought free education. What is happening? Go to Owerri today. You see Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram.
Not only that, Barrister. How can you give free education? You don't pay teachers. You don't pay the same teachers. And you say you have free education. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. You take their salaries, you subsidize education, then you claim your happened this year.
Director, you know the words? Building a mosque. Oh. Director, I tell you this. You'll be everywhere. I tell you, you know, we've lost some few people. You know that we've been more, many more than we lost.
You know, this look at barrister, every winter, you know, once in a while, we need to shed some people. It's called excess baggage. Even that in the animal kingdom, it's called molting. You molt.
All reptiles.
You remove the skin.
All reptiles.
Every reptile, you remove the skin. If you want to grow big, if a snake wants to grow big or any of those, you shed the skin you have and then
absolutely
put on a new one. You discard unwanted skin. That new one may come into place. Do you know those who are supporting us secretly? Do you know how many they are? I mean secretly. Do you know how many people support what we are doing because... Do you know how many? People think that freedom fighting is an easy thing. Sometimes you sit far and you wonder and you speculate. You say, oh, I want Biafra, Biafra will come. You think if you shout, I want Biafra, Biafra. No, that is hard work. It's just like when you go to America. I say to people about this all the time. You will travel to London or you are in New York. You look at, you go to Fifth Avenue, all beautiful, swanky, shiny skyscrapers, all beautiful. Any daft African, you say, oh, I want to build this. Barrister, they came to Marina in Lagos. They tried to build the same thing in Lagos. And then you are living at the 35th floor of a building and there is no water to flush the toilet. You have
nothing
to come down and fetch the water. So because when you are looking at those buildings in New York, nothing told you in your useless brain that supporting this very building is underground cabling electricity. That supporting this very building is underground sewage system. Supporting this building is underground portable distribution water. They don't know all these things. All they saw is, oh, hold on, call Makasi. It's a 50-story building. Let's go and build it in Africa. No thought goes into it. People don't know the pain people have to go through to build a country. Do they know that those of us that will get Biafra, do you know what we're going to suffer to build Biafra? Some of them think, oh, you get Biafra today, we'll have Biafra Airlines with the Airbus, is it A380? Airbus flying. You have to buy the Airbus. Somebody has to buy it with money from somewhere. You have to maintain the fleet for the country or for whatever airline that is running it. People don't think about maintenance. They don't think about longevity. When they stopped funding us in 2009 and we went back, we came to your place, we started to start again, and we are where we are today. One thing we said to ourselves is this. We are going to build this media outfit in a way that it will never again close down.
Never.
Never again will it close down. Instead, we'll grow from strength to strength. That is something people, they think you snap your finger, something happens. I said to them,
right, let me promise you.
Go ahead.
When we go back to Biafra land, I'm not going to be a judge or a lawyer or a barrister or a solicitor. I work on Radio Biafra, period. End of story. That's not work. Because this Radio Biafra is our mouth speaker. Director, if I look back and see how we took off from here, where I'm talking to you from, I feel some ritual happiness in me. That Chukwua Biama, I asked him, I should have come earlier. I hate my people suffering, Director. I hate my people dying. Brings a lot of, you know, hot rush on my brain. I want you to move my own people. My own people. Don't let me stop so far. I'm standing by and I'll remain here with you.
Of course you
thank
will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, the very accomplished and eminent barrister and attorney at law. I wanted to read this very news for people who are following. Even Rudolph Okonkwo, my good friend, he's a good friend of mine. He works for Sahara TV, but he's still a good friend of mine. Because he is a Biafran. He is working from the other side, but he is a Biafran. We are nice to each other. I like him very much. He has written a very compelling piece as well, How the Zoo May Collapse in 2015. He has written it. It's a very brilliant piece, and I recommend that people go and read it. It's very, very interesting. He writes, he's one of the people, one of the flagship people at Amsterdam Reporters. He has written very compellingly that is, you forget the urban legend that there is a United States CIA plot to fulfill the reported. No, this is not that. He is writing ostensibly saying that all the problems afflicting the Zoological Republic is man-made, made by black people from Africa, and this COG, black and wicked. That is why Africa is the poorest part of the world. Because of our wickedness, our treachery, our betrayal, our backbiting, our gossipy nature, people forget what they're supposed to be doing and they're doing something completely different. And our lines are open. Our lines are open. But before we take any calls, they are calling us immediately. We must take their call or ask them to wait where they are. The zoo is going to launch a satellite. Do you believe that? Does anybody believe that? They are reporting they are going to launch a satellite in 2018. There will be no Nigeria in 2018. What are you launching? They want to eat money in the ocean and the air. We have a caller on the line on Skype, to be precise. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. They're not saying anything. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they have lost connectivity. As all can see, they have lost connectivity. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to take these callers. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good
evening. Am I the one online?
Yes, you are. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from, please.
Yeah, my name is Nenaya Anya. I'm from Achari Hechiowa in Arochukwu, in Biafra land.
Thank you very
much. I reside in Germany.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
evening.
You. Good evening. Go ahead.
Today is the first day in the month of December. On the 14th of November, I made an announcement. On the 22nd, I did another announcement. And today, the 1st of December, I will now give the final update of countries and zones that paid and those that did not pay. But before I go on, I have two things to say. One, I will advise all countries to have an national email in case they don't have one. But if they have, when they pay, the zonal coordinators should try and send their receipt to the national email. That's what we do in Germany. And now the secretary, function of the secretary to forward this receipt to the respective continental rep. It makes it easier. Instead of somebody saying, I gave it to a national coordinator, I did this and did that. I mean, so that it will be on one pool. Now, the second thing is that from this month, I will not announce countries or zones that they paid based only on receipts. I have stopped that. Now I will announce that you paid if I see the money in the account. In other words, there must be proof that you have, that you paid. And with this proof, then I will say that you have paid. Or else, consider yourself that you automatically fall into the group of non-payment zone. I don't care 100 times to complain. Now is money, no cash, no positive placement. As from this month, the state is set from this month. Now, I'll go on to announce the countries that paid, which is in the first group. The second group are countries that paid, but not all the zones paid. And then the third group will be those that did not pay at all, that are still owing the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. Now, the first group, the countries that paid in full, Australia, Greece, Dubai, Israel, Indonesia, Ireland, Japan, Mozambique, Senegal, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and United States of those countries paid in full. Now, the second group, these are countries that not all the zones paid. Now, I want people to listen very attentively. Austria, they have three zones, only two paid. Vienna and Kanton paid. Steiermark did not pay. They are still owing the IPOB for October and November. France has three zones, only one paid. Only Nevera paid. Nancy and Paris did not pay. The next group, Germany. Germany, they have 13 zones, 11 paid. Those that paid are as follows. Aachen, they paid November and December. Bremen, Düsseldorf, Hamburg, Köln, Kassel, Mannheim, München, Nuremberg, Osnabrück, and Stuttgart, they paid. Frankfurt and Karlsruhe are still in the IPOB family. Now, we go to Italy. Italy, we have 13 zones, only 6 paid. Those that paid are as follows. Padova. Padova paid for November and December. Ferrari paid from July to November. They paid their arrears. They should be recommended. Udine paid. Treviso paid. Verona, Viterbo paid for October and November. Now, Napoli, Torino, and Vicenza have not paid for October, neither November. Ancona, Rome, Syracuse, and Como have not paid for November. Spain. In Spain, only Malaga that paid for October and November, and Victoria from the 5 zones, only those 2 paid. Bilbao paid, but only for October, so it's still owing November. Now Madrid and Valencia have not paid. Madrid said the last time, on the 14th of November when I called, the first announcement, the man came on there and said that they have not paid. On the 22nd, he said they paid. No receipt. Maybe this receipt is still in the post office. We don't know. Now, the next one is Middle East. Middle East, Turkey and Qatar are still outstanding. Now, the third group. The third group, these countries did not pay the dime, but they are listening to Radio Biafra, and they are asking questions and want answers, but they don't pay. Now, first of all, go to those that did not pay for October and November. You have them. Belgium, Denmark, Mexico, Qatar, Sweden, and Taiwan did not pay. Our brother that called from Taiwan yesterday, Maji Okachukwu Power, now you can tell your people they are owing for October and November. Now, for those that did not pay for November, China, Cambodia, Czech Republic, Finland, Hong Kong, India, Malaysia, Norway, Pakistan, Russia, Thailand, and Turkey, they have not paid. These countries have not paid. China, that was busy asking questions yesterday, the director to answer questions, even threatening our director, they have not paid. Now, the IPOB worldwide wants to ask China, when are you going to pay for your November dues? When are you going to pay? It's not just asking questions, tuning on the radio. Now we want to know, when are you going to pay? Now, so since Russia, they are still having their meeting, they say they are having conference. They are still holding the conference up to now. They have not paid. Well, because I will keep carrying it on every month, on and on, until after some time, I think the penalty have to be levied on them. But they have to pay because you are listening to our radio. Everybody is so happy now that you have the CHK 97.6. I know everybody is now happy. But something maybe to happen. So pay up. And from this month, as I said, I will no longer base it on risk. It has to be backed by cash. If I check the bank and your money is not there, considering or your zone as no payment zone, I do not care. So that is what I have for this month. And I hope people will try and improve this month that we are. But please, pay up for October and your November. We are now in December. Talk about your ticket to go back home. Where our money? You are owing the IPOB. Not me. You are owing the IPOB. Your monthly dues. So, live up to your expectation. And make sure that you do your obligation. That's all I have for now, our director. I don't know in case you have any question for me.
No, not at all. You said it all and you did exceedingly well. If we were doing this from the beginning, the rot that set in wouldn't set in. People have not paid. You can now see that an axis of evil is developing in the Far East. An axis of evil. Somebody sent me a message from Malaysia. I said to them, I hate fake people. People who are fake. Fake. I don't know if people are engaging in deceiving themselves in some form of deception or another. I hate fake people. You have not paid for months. And you open your mouth and you say you want to ask a question. That is how stupid some people are. We are not here to detain them anywhere. We march on regardless. I have said it before that we are unstoppable. Unstoppable. And as I said before, I say it again. From this very second, China stands dissolved completely. We will start all over again in China. China is closed down completely and totally. I give Malaysia only 4 days to restructure themselves and come back or they'll be shut down. China from this second is shut down completely. Every principal officer of state must take note. China no longer exists until we reform it and reconstruct it, or they will be consigned to the scrap heap of irrelevance. Do they know who we are? We are very serious about Biafra. We're going to get it. China is dissolved from this very minute. They no longer exist. They are not part of this family anymore. Until we reconstruct them. Until China is reformed. This is a task for the Directorate of State and for every principal officer. I need a new coordinator installed in China. I don't care if they are 10, 15, or 20. That doesn't matter to me. China no longer exists. And the old executive is dissolved completely. Everybody stands down from this second. This is freedom fighting we are in. I had meetings today with people that matter. Our people are slightly impatient. Somebody was reminding me of what happened in the wilderness as the recalcitrant, unpleasable band of Israelites were being led from Egypt. As soon as Moses went away to get something, impatient people. I don't deal with idiots. If you have any questions to ask me, you ask me to my face. You ask me direct. You get a direct answer. Not if you're a liar and a deceiver to yourself. You think other people are criminals. Then you are demented. China no longer exists from this second. Thank you very much, my dear sister, and God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to do our work. And we must do it. We have work to do. And that work is being done. And our lines are open for those of them wishing to contribute towards the advancement of our struggle by telling us things that will propel this very movement forward, by telling us things that we understand will stand us in good stead as time goes on. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. And our phone line is also open. +234 805 909 8137. I repeat, +234 805 909 8137. We are also on +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. We are on Skype, on Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra One. And if I am not mistaken, we are also on the coordinator's line, which happens to be Rapid Response 68. Rapid Response 68, if you wish to get through to us on that very platform as well. This is Radio Biafra, also broadcasting on CHK 97.6 in Igwacha. The spectrum is from 97.4 all the way to 97.6. If you wish to reach us there, you are more than welcome to do so. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you from wherever you are around the world. We welcome you. There was a news that was breaking before our sister came on the line. That news that was breaking is quite simple. They are saying that they intend to launch a satellite into space. How they intend to do that, I do not know. How they intend to set it off, I do not know. But I must bring you the news so that you will understand precisely what is going on. You will understand what is happening. The Minister of Science and Technology, Abdul Bulama, on Monday, Abdul Bulama, I don't know when they started to get interested or develop interest in science. Oh, one day, was I one day? I don't know when they developed interest in science, but his name is Abdul Bulama. On Monday, which is today, he said that the zoo, in a bid to hasten the pace of socioeconomic development, would launch its first made in Nigeria satellite. They said made in Nigeria satellite. They will launch it anytime in 2018, but the zoo will not be here by then. The zoo wouldn't be here. Let's go to Skype and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me, Director?
Yes, I can hear you loud and very, very clear. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, my name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I come from Aranjo Nyemobi, also called Umuchuku, in Oguta local government area in Biafra land. And I live in Houston. By the grace of God, I'm the coordinator of coordinators of indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. And the indigenous people of Biafra are freedom fighters. We are not democratic. We are not a political party. We believe in command and control. And in command and control, discipline and absolute loyalty is our mantra. Thank you, Director. Can I proceed?
You may. Of course you may.
All right, Director, I thank God for giving me this opportunity, and I also thank you for giving me this opportunity. I just want to remind the world that anchoring this program from Biafra land is Muazzin Nnamdi Kanu, who is also the host and director of Radio Biafra, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Biafra, and the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. Director, I have a few announcements to make. First of all, I want to remind Biafrans that we have new Facebook groups for the following countries. I repeat, there are new Facebook groups for the following countries: Denmark, Norway, Czech Republic, Qatar, and South Africa. Let me go through the names again: Denmark, Norway, Czech Republic, Qatar, and South Africa. Now, in order to differentiate this new Facebook group from the one that been hijacked by the vagabonds, it is titled Biafrans in that very country, in parentheses or in bracket, with Radio Biafra. It's not under Radio Biafra. For instance, Biafrans in Denmark, with Radio Biafra. Biafrans in Norway, with Radio Biafra. Biafrans in Czech Republic, with Radio Biafra. Biafrans in Qatar, with Radio Biafra. Biafrans in South Africa, with Radio Biafra. So the difference is that we is with Radio Biafra. It's not under Radio Biafra. I'm saying this so that those who are truly Biafrans who are still with us in this restoration process should go there and, you know, join this Facebook group. We have nothing to do with the previous ones that have under Radio Biafra in them for these five countries: Denmark, Norway, Czech Republic, Qatar, and South Africa. Today we have entered a new month, and it's time again to talk about our monthly dues. So our sister Nena, you know, have done justice to that, but I would like to remind all our people that we still have those who have not paid in October, November, and now we are in December. Please make sure that you clear out that October and November. Director, please, I want you to specifically recognize and appreciate the indigenous people of Biafra in Ukraine. Despite the war, despite all the things going on there, these people have succeeded in registering IPOB Ukraine with the government of Ukraine. I am very, very happy with them.
Brilliant.
They've done a lot, and I am very, very happy with them. And that was, Director, despite the fact that their former coordinator, you know, stepped down. They did this thing without a coordinator. And tomorrow, I believe tomorrow or Wednesday, they should be having a new coordinator. So they need to be commended. Biafrans in Ukraine, IPOB Ukraine, they are doing a very good job. I appreciate them. And I also appreciate IPOB families all over the world. They are doing great and they are responding. I think what happened, Director, was previously there was what I'll call information deficiency and some kind of timidity or lack of communication between certain officers,
yes, and the coordinating units, yes.
Yes, and the coordinators at the zonal, national, and continental, but that has been revived now, and so we are marching on. Like you said in the beginning of the broadcast, let me reiterate that before I go off. That's the last thing I want to say. If anybody has any question, anything to do with the restoration process or anything at all, please go through your national coordinator or zonal coordinator. If your zonal coordinator cannot give you the answer, go to your national. If your national can't do it, go to your continental rep. If your continental rep, please come to me. Don't go on air and keep distracting us. For your information, we now have domestic listenership. We now have domestic listenership. It's no longer only on the internet. There are people at home listening.
Or satellite.
What we want now is to talk about how we are going to get Biafra and be able to inculcate and pass the message down to the grassroots. Because now, my uncle, who is in the village, or who is in Port Harcourt, can now tune his FM and get this message. He won't be listening and be hearing about somebody calling, talking about monthly due, removing a coordinator, removing a... That is not what we want. That's not the type of message we want to be relaying now. Okay, we did that in the past, but now we have domestic listenership. Please, if you have anything, take it off air. Get to me anytime. I am in the forums of all the continent, and my name is there. I'm not one of those who use fake name. Go to Facebook and type Clifford Chukwuemeka Irua, and you will see me there. You must inbox me, send me any message, we will talk. So don't come on air and announce these things, because they are distracting us. We don't want to send a wrong signal to our domestic listeners who have not been hearing this message before. We want to make sure we are talking about Biafra, how we are going to get Biafra, and energize, radicalize, and motivate our people. That is what we want to do now that we are on the ground having domestic listenership. Director, I don't want to take more of your time. That is where I want to stop now. But please, I'd like us to discuss immediately after the broadcast. But it's a very, very critical information, very critical. that I need to pass to you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you, Engineer Anya. Thank you for that. Everything you said have been taken on board, and we continue to do our work. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you wherever you are. We have callers on Skype. We have those of you on the phone. We ask the person on the phone to please give us your name and where you're calling us from. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Onyeko Koyo. I'm calling from China.
From China, please go ahead.
Yeah. So I want to start by asking questions.
Yes, go ahead and ask the question.
Okay, my first question is about the transmitter. So last night you made mention of only you that knows.
Only me, yes.
Where the transmitter is.
Yes.
But the transmitter is. So, but I want to ask. So my question is, the transmitter. Has been bought by the people of Biafra all over the world. But
yes.
None of them has known very loud about the transmitter. So
not everybody. Hang on a second. Before I ask the second one.
Okay.
If you call Radio Biafra, ask a sensible question. I have said it before and I will tell you again. I will not tell you, because by revealing the whereabout of our transmitter, our enemies will get at it. What don't you understand? What is it you don't quite understand? Do you know where our FM transmitter is in Iguacha? Exactly. So what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Asking very silly, hopeless questions. You think we're in a marketplace here? I am Azwa Heba. What is it that you don't understand? What is it you don't understand? You're asking a very silly, stupid question. And you want me to answer you silly, stupid question so that the zoo will destroy our transmitter. That's what you want. NDR and DC maybe. Mad people. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. You underestimate us at your peril. Every work we said we are going to do, we intend to do it. China stays shut down. One more stupid call from China, and I will not take any call from there. Because when you call from there, your number shows. Even if you reroute your number, it still shows. We must understand that very clearly. So you have all the time in the world to go and gossip to your heart's content. Simple as that. Think we are here to joke? We're not joking. You don't know who we are, do you? You are about to find out. If it's only four people left, we'll get Biafra. Madhan, no? I don't beg people. You think we're going to beg you? Some stupid people came on air to say, we are living the struggle. If you will not remove somebody, you get away from here. Think I'm here to plead with you? You see, maybe you must be mad and out of your mind. Think you are here to beg people? You are insane. This is freedom fighting. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me? The caller calling with the number ending in 7020, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. For some reason, they can't. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Give us your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, what is your name?
Yeah, my name is Felix Ndobo.
Yes, please, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I'm from Delta State in Eka Agbo.
Eka Agbo. Go ahead. Go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
So, I am very happy for everything that you are doing, though I have not been following Radio Biafra because of some certain things in Thailand. Here is not easy for we Biafrans.
I know it's not easy. I know.
So I want to congratulate you for the things that you are doing. You are really doing a very good job, but it's just that some people refuse to understand where the Biafra is going.
In time, so, they will understand. In good time, they will understand where we are going. When the road becomes a lot clearer, they will understand it. Right now, the thing about it is that I don't have difficulties with other people. The only people that we have problems with are Igbo people. They don't know the meaning of freedom fighting. That was why they fought a war for 3 years and abandoned it. That was why they fought a war. They still went and joined the same political party belonging to the enemies that killed their children and their women.
So,
that is why. That is why they gave Gowon a chieftaincy title. They cannot reason properly.
Hello, brother.
Debate it anywhere, anytime, any day. Please go ahead.
So, what I'm trying to contribute here is that here in Thailand, I don't see strong movement here. And they should carry people along, you know. Like me, I cannot go to the meeting because you might go to the meeting and you have been caught and be embarrassed. Like the man who led me to know more about Biafra is now in the police custody. So here is very difficult for me. That is why I am very, very happy of Biafra, that if we can achieve this, our goals, that everybody can drive back home and fight our freedom and get ourselves right. So as a former Nigerian, I would say I've been former the zone, you know. I never, since I was born and brought up, I never see myself as a Nigerian. I'm from Delta State. I don't see any sign that I'm a citizen of that country. So that country makes me always angry. So I am really congratulating you for your effort and for everything that you are doing. Except the blind man or who does not have knowledge will not see what you are doing. I am really, very, really, really very happy of your what you are doing. You are really brother indeed. So what I'm trying to say, I say may God strengthen you, empowered you. Don't look at anybody on what you are doing.
I don't.
Hold on to your feet.
I don't.
I know that God will surely see you through.
You see?
If we can achieve this goal, I know that our situation will change. See all these our top ministers, Obasanjo and the rest. Yes, I was working in his school. See what that man did in his school. When I was working in that university, the Bay University of Technology, the school fee paid there is 450,000 per semester. So when I see those children, I begin to wonder, man, were these people born with another spoon or what? Where are they born?
They were not born with anything. So, they were born with drip. No, they don't need spoon. They need drip to feed them.
If you go to Otter Farm, you see what he used. That place was written Operation Feed the Nation. But our passenger occupied the whole place and was telling people that he want to repair Nigeria. He can rule Nigeria more than any other person. These people are deceiving us. That is why from then I have worked in that his university. I never see myself as a citizen of Nigeria, and I will never be. You understand me? So I have gone around you. Most of them that have big schools. How can we school? How can you bring out your certificate? Even when you went to Nadazikiwe University, most private schools, they have every solid equipment, but the government school have been neglected. I'm really, really, really angry with the zone. That place is a real zone. Who gave that name zone? Have really, really think about it and give that name. So, Director, I'm really, really thanking you for your effort and for everything you are doing. Nobody can harm you, because you have taken God to be the first. And when God is with you, no man can be against you. So don't listen to what people are saying, like those people in China. Yesterday I was looking, if I were able to get that stupid guy that was saying we're going to make... In fact, I was so upset. I wish I can just get that guy and just crush him with my hand.
There is no need for that.
So
there isn't
you don't have to...
We educate them.
Just keep on carrying your long... your works, and God will see you through. I thank you so much, Director, for your hand, for your work. May God begin to guide you and protect you in Jesus' name.
He said, thank you very, very much for that. I want to say this China thing once and for all. I will not say this again. China stands closed, shut down completely. I want to educate the people in China that they are not the first to encounter the same problem. Our UK national coordinator refused to take the oath. Do you know who removed him? It wasn't me. Not even the whole of UK. Only Manchester. As soon as they heard that he didn't take the oath, they called a meeting immediately and asked him, if you don't want to, you stand down. Even ordinary Manchester Choprayer, not UK. UK is too big to remove anybody. They don't have time. Only Manchester sat him down and removed him immediately. You claim you're doing freedom fighting. You ask stupid question on the air. And you want me to tell you. So they destroy it. And you say, oh, they have destroyed it. It is your fault. The betrayers, born betrayers. Now you will have all the time in the world to gossip as much as you like. That's why we shut you down. China is reopening and will reopen under new executive who will take the oath of allegiance to their country. Then in your next life, you know what freedom fighting is. Our money is with the national coordinator of China. $5,000, which must be retained for the country. $5,000, I said, is with you. Don't think you can run away with it, because you can't. It is with you. Simple. You start to act like somebody who is deranged. This is Radio Biafra. This work must continue. Is God. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone is not paying attention, is not listening. Therefore, we are going. I don't know which one to go to be honest. The calls are too much. They are too much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I told you that I will not take your call because you have flagrantly disregarded what I told you. I will no longer take any calls from China. If you want to speak to me, you call me after the program or you inbox me. China stands shut down. And that's the end of it. And I don't have any wish to discuss China again. We have Biafra to go and get. I don't have time for rubbish. I have given you an example. Go and learn from Manchester what they did. Only Manchester removed their coordinator, not the whole of UK. Why? He didn't take an oath. You obey before you complain. Simple rule I was taught secondary school. Some idiots don't know I drove at the age of 15 because they don't quite understand that in my village, cars can run in my village. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello, director.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello, director.
My goodness me, I can hear you. Can't you hear me?
Okay, director, my name is Okechukwu Ikeme from Manchester.
Yes, please, go ahead.
May peace profound and may Chukwabiyama keep guiding you as you keep doing our work. Director, you know, last time I was trying to get in touch with you. That was it.
That was when?
Unfortunately.
When was it? Yesterday?
Yesterday, I tried to get in touch with you. But
yes.
It wasn't going because I lost my voice. You know, we had, something here as regards Igbo organization.
Okay. So you've been shouting. So, you had Igbo Revival Day in Manchester. Was it Igbo Revival?
I danced my masquerade for them anyway.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's by the way. Let us keep it Igbo on what we are talking. So, director, that's one thing I want to tell you. And anybody, whosoever that has joined Biafra struggle, IPOB, and he has registered, signed a form given to him. Anything that was, agreed upon in this particular struggle, and he signed to be a member, and he has now resigned, giving him a coordinator, he must surely going to pay dues until the day he resigned. Admission is not by on phone or whatever. He has to come to the group, wherever he might be, in Manchester or wherever, and then write a letter in that particular way that his membership is being terminated and he has to pay all these dues. If not, IPOB will take him to court. Are you getting me?
Yes.
This is what I formed a group in Germany. I happen to be the founder. We know how to handle all these things. I was the first secretary of Nigerian Association in Germany. So whenever somebody has signed an agreement with a registered organization, he thought that he can fly away just like that. Whatever thing that is, you know, being organization is holding him until he signs a written resignation, and then he can go out and pay all the whole dues that he's been, you know, assigned for.
These ones are running away with our money. They collect our defense fund, they go and open their own private bank account, put the money there and run away with it. They say, I would not want to take oath because of $5,000.
Let me assure you one thing. Anybody can tell us, Manchester, I don't want to take oath. That is his own couple of years. I'm not to say that. If you have signed that particular agreement with the IPOB, if you are going, or if you are a member, or you are a head, or you are a coordinator, please give us a written resignation and tender it, pay us all your dues, return anything that you are holding, and then you are out, and we will know you are out. And if not, we will go, I think, let him know that, let him take note. If we don't play, we are not idiots. We are not idiots. We are all learned. We have only the ones that have nothing to do with the laws that can do such a thing. But we have done this and we'll be doing it. So we keep on telling them they should not take IPOB just like a thing. We are going to treat them one after the other. This is what I wanted to know. And the next give again to keeping it is please. Make sure that the painting I have donated to the children, that the children of Biafra, they have to start bidding on it. You have never given me any answers since then. I've been trying to.
Hectic. Please, I crave your indulgence. I ask you to please refer this matter to the head of the Directorate of State, Uche Nasiebu. Please, I plead with you. I am here on the ground. I'm doing too many things. You know, are natural born betrayers. So the work that four people should be doing, I am doing it all by myself. Nihi na mandianezi. That is a problem.
God will keep you. I am wishing you a peace profound, keep going. Let you not have anything to look back. Nobody will touch you. No hand can touch on you. Nobody.
Not giving birth to the person.
You are side of God.
Of course we are. We all are. And thank you very much, my dear brother. I'm going over to the person on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Austin. Austin Okoye. Calling from Ukraine.
From where?
I'm calling from Ukraine, director.
From Ukraine. Please go ahead. We congratulate all of you in Ukraine for having registered IPOB. And we ask you very diligently, please, to refrain from anything that will lead to your expulsion from this very effort. Go ahead.
Yeah, director, I have been going, I've been trying to follow all the stuff that has been happening around the struggle. Because I've been on Facebook and I've been going through some comments, some posts. Those posts are kind of discouraging. When you look at them, they kind of trying to discourage some of us from continuing the struggle.
Hold on. I want to ask you a question. Do you know the work of the devil? Do you go to church?
I'm still talking, please. I'm sorry. So I know all this thing are work of devil, because if you are doing something huge like this to bring liberation to people, you will definitely have those challenges. So those people that will come in as a brothers, and you never know that they are there to sabotage your efforts. And even in the Bible, Jesus Christ said that those, because some guys, one guy is asking a question from China, and I think Brother Clifford, you and I have said it. If you have any question, it's very simple. Go to your coordinator and put all your questions to him. That is how to do things. You don't come to this place and ask stupid questions. If you want to know something of about transmitter, transmitter is a huge project. You don't expect anybody to give you such information on air. What is I don't understand about it? What is it I don't understand about it? You don't expect this freedom fighting, and I know our people are listening. You don't expect somebody to give you information about the transmitter. Life on air like this is not done. If you are tired of this struggle, if you think if you are you're staying with the struggle, we bring a kind of a negativity to the struggle. Why don't you just go away? It is simple as that. Jesus Christ said it. He said, "Those who are not with us, they are against us, and those that doesn't gather with us, they scatter us." He said, "But if God is with us, who can be against us? If you know you don't want to continue with the struggle, if you know that your stay with the struggle is gonna sabotage the effort, why don't you walk away?" They are just posting stupid things on Facebook. They have opened a lot of Facebook accounts and they are tagging us. They wanna just discourage us. They tag us. They invite us to like the page. I can countless Facebook accounts they have opened. What are they opening it for? They are opening it. The main purpose they are opening is to bring down the Radio Biafra struggle. But if you are not wise enough, if you don't have enough sense in you, you will fall, because they have put a lot of discouraging stuff that could make people to fall apart from the Radio Biafra. And I want to say this: you continue what you are doing, Director Halloween. Truth shall prevail. That's all I can say. So thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that call. And we must continue to do our work, because we are here to get Biafra. That is the primary thing. We educate people along the way. We collect a few cobwebs here and there, a few idiots here and there. It's only normal. As I said before, you know, you see all manner of idiots when you do something like this. You disregard them and you continue. This is what we have done here. This is Radio Biafra. If you find it difficult to obey a simple command, so when we go into battlefield, how can you be a commander in the battlefield if you can't obey simple rules? This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from all over the world, and we must take their calls. If you call us, we will take your call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Onyebuchi.
Onyebuchi who?
Onyebuchi Okafor.
Where are you calling from, Onyebuchi Okafor?
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Go ahead.
You said that this label is brought to deafness all over the world, but you're not picking some people's call. So I don't know why.
This is the problem we have with people who are hard at hearing. If you were in China when I came to China to broadcast this very gospel, you will see how many calls come in every minute. How is it possible to pick calls from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 devices at the same time? Simple sense, logic, common sense dictates I can only take one line at a time. I don't understand these people sometimes. Amazing stuff. Amazing. Anyway, we are here to educate, so we continue educating our people. We continue to educate them. One day they will learn. One day they will learn. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Incredible. Incredible. We'll get there eventually. And you wonder why we don't have good roads, electricity. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Paul. I'm calling from Dubai.
Your name is Paul. You are calling from Dubai. Which village do you come from in Biafra land? Paul from Dubai.
Yeah, I come from Anambra State.
We are
local government.
Sorry. Local
government.
What is your father's name? What is your father's name?
I am Asuni Ibuna.
What is your father's name? He doesn't know his own father's name. That is incredible. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, good evening. I can hear you, your name and where you're calling us from. Please go ahead.
Director, good evening. My name is Onyechi. I'm calling from Geneva. I'm from Ihiala local government of Anambra in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, how are you doing? Because, I remember when my dad was alive, I used to ask him how he's doing. So that's okay. My first question for you.
I'm okay. I'm very well. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm fine. Go
Director,
ahead.
The reason that I called you tonight, I'm sorry for my voice. I'm a little bit sick, but I manage. The reason that I called tonight is I can't just stand how, a kind of people, my short, your women, men are gossiping in such way. I mean, how can I get Biafra? Because I can't just imagine. The thing is that they keep on writing, discouraging people. But which kind of truth they are speaking about? What is their problem, Director? I don't know how you manage to deal with our people, honestly speaking. How can you stand?
Because I can differentiate intellect from idiocy. If I see an idiot, I know immediately. And in all my life, if you come from Africa and grew up in the village, you will be surrounded by idiots. Because idiots are in the majority in black Africa. That is why they don't have good roads, no good schools. They don't have electricity. They have nothing. If you look around you, every blessed day, you are being chased by cockroaches. You are being chased by mosquitoes. You are being chased by house flies. Even the Leganachukwu Sonoporoso. There is nothing you cannot see. When you see the prevalence of stupidity, you will begin to forgive some of them for their, for their crassness and lack of tact, class, and decency. And you wonder why we live abroad. Why do we live in Europe and in America? Where there is water, where there is light, where we do menial labor. That is what we do. Because with our degrees, we are security guards. Why do you think that is the case? It's because of our very idiotic minds. That is why, my dear sister, you will get such things because life is that way. These are black people in this UG. They are bound to be stupid. You must learn to treat them like little children and then overlook them, deal with adults and move on. And I ask you to do the same. Please go ahead and say what you'd like to say. Don't get distracted by
Director, you. Director, another thing is that, please, I'm pleading with people calling on this platform asking, about some sensible information. Please, have you ever seen, I'm living in Switzerland. Swiss government do not talk about their private thing on radio to the whole world to know what they are doing. So please try to be intelligent before asking any question. Please try to try to reason. Don't ask such question. It's not proper. It's not the way to do it. How can you ask such question and waiting for an answer to the whole world to know what you are doing? Honestly speaking, our people keep on amazing me every day. I'm so upset. I'm so upset about all those things going on. Director, please, I'm pleading with you. We all love you. Continue your great work. You're a great man. As for me, I stand by you. I stand with you, and I will still be with you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you
very much. God bless you and your family.
God bless you. Thank you very much, and yours as well. This is Radio Biafra. People think that before we came to do this, we are joking. No, we are not. I want to give you a piece of news to perhaps reflect upon, to perhaps make you understand the seriousness of what we are doing. That this is Radio Biafra. We are Democrats. We are Republicans. Sometimes people want to say things they are not supposed to say. It is in their nature. That is why they lost the war after 3 years and went back to the land of their oppressors to build more houses, despite the fact that the ones they built before 1967 was all knocked down or taken from them. So when you understand them, have you seen people before in a documentary go and chase monkeys in the bush before? how you have to walk very slowly to sort of more or less ingratiate yourselves within their community so they can accept you, so you can film them and study them. I know our people very, very well. You have more idiots running around than people with their heads screwed on in the first place. This is Radio Biafra. Insurgency claims 200 Igbo lives in Borno. This is the news for you. Your people are being slaughtered. You are busy yapping and asking pathetically wretched questions. 200 Igbo people killed in Borno, according to Vanguard. Igbo Welfare Association, IWA, a sociocultural body for Igbo people residing in Borno State, over the weekend said more than 200 members of the Igbo community lost their lives and property worth millions of naira since the beginning of the insurgency in the state. President General of the Association in the state, Chief Maclaw Nwaogu, said the figures during the revealed the figures during the inauguration of the new executives and award ceremony of Bawi at Bawi International Hotel in Maiduguri, the state capital. It is owned by an Igbo man. They have been dying. Conservatively speaking, in that very small town where they are, they have lost 200 lives. Now, have you seen 200 coffins coming back to Biafra land? The answer is no. Why? Because Ohanaeze took 5 billion. Ohanaeze ndi oshi na ndi ara. 200 people died. Have you seen 200 bodies? The name of the chairman of this welfare group is Chief Maclaw Nwaogu. Is the name Nwaogu. They had the ceremony at Bawi International Hotel in Maiduguri, the state capital. I want you to go and ask this man how many of those people were brought home for burial. The answer is zero. Because I can assure you, if our people see 200 coffins coming back from Borno, there will be war. Do you know why you did not see anybody being brought back from Borno after the killing of Igbo people? Because Ohanaeze took money from Jonathan not to ask for the bodies to be repatriated. They were buried in mass graves in the north. I give this thing to you as a reflection. If you have questions to ask, go and ask, where are the bodies of these people? That is a legitimate, solid question. You want me to reveal our military strategy on the air? You want me to reveal our tactics on the air? Does that not betray your stupidity as a person? Mad people who claim they want to get Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are here to cure you of your illness and your madness, and we shall do so. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me.
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Director, your name is Ekweme. You are the original Ekweme. Ekweme.
You are kind.
The original Ekweme. Not those Ekweme who answer sir to our suffering, low-life, useless people. No, you are not such Ekweme. You are original Ekweme. Not those Ekweme who go to represent us as vice president and show nothing to our people. Not that. You are the original Ekweme. Remain blessed, Director.
And you too. I have come back and we will meet and finish this very work we said we're going to do.
Director, we have been waiting for you.
I am here.
You know who is talking.
I know you very, very well, and we are going to meet next 5 days. In 5 days' time, we sit together and get things done. I said I will come, and I have come. And we are on the ground. Ndi oshiga na ezioshi, ndi amaga na agba, ndi ashiga na akọ, but the work continues on a better day. It is part of this very effort. After all, Mongisetu Buthelezi was against Mandela, wasn't he? Did he stop Mandela? The answer is no. There is nobody even in the category of Buthelezi. I see nothing. I see hungry people. I see wretched souls. I see those who are incapable of deciphering what freedom fighting is all about. I see those packed with ill discipline, those who cannot survive hunger for one day without compromising. What I say is our police informants. They have taken money to destroy the struggle, but they can't. Because they are mere informants. I said to them that this very effort we are making came from heaven. No man can destroy it. We are indestructible. Indestructible. The sooner they know this, the better for themselves. And then the world will be shocked. I feel sorry for them. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, please.
Director, is it?
I'm talking to you, yes. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Director, my name is Namdi Okonkwo. I'm coming for Thailand.
From Thailand, go ahead, please.
Director, I greet you. Nobosin Keta. Asim Kachine Ke Dosagen Dokene. Ndomu Biafra.
Ise, go ahead.
Director, Onwa Nature Owa. Asim Kachine Ke Anima Kukembawunine Kuku Neche Kikik Na Jesus. Yeshua, Bono Mawa. Always Oku Na Hyoma Adizigi. Mana Yeshua ahụ kpọrọ ndị ụmụazụ ya were sị ha, unu niile ka onye unu che na mbụ. N'agbanyere eziokwu niile nke mụnwa na-ekwu, ihe ọma niile nke mụnwa na-emere ebe niile, kere ihe unu che na mụ onwe m bụ. Eche m na ihe o ji jụọ ha ya, na ndị ahụ niile ọ kpọkọtara amakwu onye ya nwawo. Ọ bụ na eziokwu nke ọ na-ekwu n'ọha niile, ụwa niile na-anụkwara ya, na ihe niile o mere n'ebe niile dị iche iche. Mana o mesịrị, ọ jụọ ha niile sachara ajụjụ a Pita wee sị ya, ewu onye nzọpụta. Ike ihe unu nwache na mbụ ọsị iwu onye nzọpụta. Mana ọ sị ya gụọ ahụ mụ n'ahụkwa ma sị onye nzọpụta ahụ ga-agọnahịkwa m. Nke wụ ihe merenụ. Director, ka ihe niile eziokwu, ị ma na o nwere mgbe m na-anụ asị na o nwere ndị sa hawụ gaị chi na Malaysia na-eshi ihe. Iche nke akụkọ gị niile ese na ịdị sharp mana ihe ị na-echiwu ihe na dọkumentrị gị. Ọ bụ na ihe niile ahụ ịma were na-esi ihe, ọ wụrụ nnọọ iche ihe ị ga-emepụtarị i wee na-achụ nwoke obi dị ọcha. Nwoke Chineke nna were ọnụ hala na mmadụ nwụrụ o wute ya. Onye na ọmaghị onye ọwụ ọba ya n'obi. Director, kemgbe m na-anụbe maka gị, ana m ahụ ka barista sụọ. Ai, ọ wụ na ihe mekwere gị metụrụ ya, ọ dị ka ọ dị onye nọ na mba. Elekwela ihe ọjọọ ị mere, elekwela ihe ọwụ na ịsụkwa ụwa niile ka ụmụazị a ndị a nwere onwe ha. Ọdụ na ị gwara anyị na Chukwu dịrị gị, ọ wụrụ ike nke aka gị. Lee n'anya ihe na-eme n'ọkụ na ihe niile ị na-eme, ụwa ka na-agbata gị kwe chi onye ka ị bụ. Ese na-ewu eziokwu ị na-ekwu mgbe ọwụna ka anyị chọọ ọnụ mara na ihe ọwụ eziokwu. Ị na-ahụ na eziokwu na-akwụ ọtọ. Nna m sị nwaanyị ike na-ahụ ọnụ ya were ọnụ ya gere. Ihe na na-eme onye na-abụ ike ọ wụ onye na-enene ka ihere ga-eme. Otikwe na n'aka. Dịka asị m Chineke nna, onye sịkwa nna ihe ị na-eme adịghị mma, ya bidogo n'ebe ọ ga-ebido. Ọkwa na onye asị ya bido onye mee ka ọ gụnwa. Chineke mekwara ịgwara ha na onwe onye ga-adị ka gị. A ga-enweta Nnamdị abụọ. Onwekwa ọnụ ga-adị ka gụnwa. Onwego onu ga-adị ka gụnwa. Onwe gị nye ga-eche echiche ka gụnwa. Ụfọdụ sị na ịrụrụ amị. Ị ga-arụ n'amị were mara ihe. Mana onye ọbụla ịkpọrọ aha na ịgwa ya ebe unu ya nọ. Mbọsị m gị were ogerede obi afra 2013. Ị na-akpọ aha akpọ vileji akpọ n'akụkụ a ivin kpọtacha azụ na ebe m bi m kụja. Ị gakwala nụ vileji anyị bifo. Ị ma na ebe m bi. Kedu ka esi daa lụọ ọgụ ọwụ? Ọ mgbe a hụrụ na ibu mgba a mee ihe ndị ewere ha mara na o nwee ihe ịpụ eme, ọ na-awụ onye ịkpọrọ aha ịgwa ya ebe nne esi pụta, eche na ị na-egwu egwu. Ọkwa na ojiri ka edire gị ihe a. Aka gị kwụ ọtọ. Chineke nna nke nwere n'igwe kpọpụtara gị na-agwa ọkwa ụwa ihe i kwuru kemgbe m kwe mara dis redio Biafra ị ka na-ekwukwa ruo echi agụ ya ka niuspepa. A na-achọ ka ha chụọ gị, ha chụkpokwanụ gị, kerekwena ebe ha ga ele onye ọwụ Chineke nna ewukwele ihe ọjọọ. Elenụ na onye ọwụ ga-adịrị anyị ka Nnamdị biko na onye ahụ ya gwara ya si godonu n'opi. Ọ na-awụ ọsọ chiwe ewi ọgbapụ n'opi. Ya si n'opi bịawanụ ka anyị mara na o nwekwara ọnọda Nnamdị so n'opi abịa ka obi anyị na-anọdụ ana. Otu onye Chineke nna hụrụ kpọpụtara anyị, otu onye Director. Ọ wụ na Chineke nna megidere ebere ọnwa anyị enwe isi, ana m ayọ gị biko. A sị m ego ọwụ na a ga-eri, ọ wụrụ signechọ gị, wụrụ foto gị, biko biere anyị ya. Ka ndị ọjọọ were aka ha riri ụjọ ha n'ọnụ. Ndị ahụ kwuru ọnụ njọ ka ha bisa ego aha aka ka ihe ha kwuru n'ọnụ so ha. Biko a sị m ego ọwụ na Biafra m ga-amanye eleghị m ga ihe ọwụ na anyị ga-eri n'ụwa ọ wụrụ ego ka aha gị, ọ wụrụ pikchọ gị. Bụrụkwanụ signechọ gị ya na onyere m ya. Onye kpa ya aka, ọ gbara mmehie, gbara ụta ya n'ihu. Director Biko, Chineke m na-agbado gị ume, mgbe ọwụ na-akpọrọ gị ịma ihe na-asa, onye ọwụ na-ajụrụ gị ịma ihe ị ga-ekwu, ebe ọwụ n'okwu si bịa ekwu siri ike, ọkwa na-ahụ dimkpa ahụ ogoro gị ime ya. Nego ndị sahawụ ndị Naịjirịa, onye kwenu wa agadi nwoke ndị a, wa agadi agadi na-ereme ndị na-acha 80 years, 70, 60, ọhawa ga-eme ka obodo anyị ọwụ dị mma. Ụwa niile na onwe onye Afrịka niile onwe onye ụbara ya na 80 years na-abịa, ọ na-abịa iche gịnị ka ọ bụ ihe ụmụ ya ga-eri ka ọ chụga. Ndị be anyị anakwado eche echiche, onwekwuru onye be anyị na-anụkata chee echiche gbanyere anyị wụzi slave na-erezi onwe anyị na mba na-eresikwa ndị ọzọ. Anyị nọ n'agha, anyị nwa nọ n'agha ahụ were nwanne anyị resi ndị ọzọ, obiọma akpa anyị na anyị resiri ndị ọzọ ka anyị nwee ike na-esiri ndị ọzọ na-enye ha nri n'ime agha kwa. Echetara mgbe agha na-ekwu emechakwa gbacha ọsọ a, anyị na-achị n'obodo were ekele Chukwu. Kere n'obodo anyị na-achị, kere ndị ya emekwene ka anyị na-achị n'obodo a. Onye bịa ọbagide ga-ajụ gị ajụjụ nta ajụ gị imo. Biko na onye ọbụla na-ajụ direktọ anyị ajụjụ, biko na dosa ajụjụ gị ahụ n'akụkụ gị, si ebe ọzọ mepụta ihe ị ga-emepụta. Ọ sị na ọ na-eme redio Biafra na onye redio ha akara ka anyị sọpọtụ wa, ka anyị nwekwa ndị ga-asọ enekwa anya otu isi eme na ịkwụ ọtọ asọpọtụ wa gị na ụdị nke gị. Unu ji amụkọ ọnụ ihe enweghị isi, hapụnụ nwoke nnu, hapụnụ nwoke Chukwu nyere talenti nke ya ka o wepụtara anyị ihe. Direktọ ọkwa n'ofu onye na-abụọ ka ị na-azụ, ọwụ ụmụchukwu, ọwụ ụmụchukwu ụwa kpụgbutere ihe, kpụgide ha ka ị na-azọpụta. Tareto biko, ka mee ndị ọzọ ohere ka ha kwuo. A sị m ka Chineke nna onye kepụtara gị kpọpụta gị. A sị na onye na-ekwu ka onye akpọrọ aka akpọrọ aha wụ ihe ọwụ nna m dị ihe na-azọpụta m nọ. Chineke gọzie gị n'aha Jizọs. Tareto onye nwa,
thank you very much. The reason why I allowed you to continue was because you are the only person I've ever spoken Igbo language for so fluently and so beautifully well, well crafted, that I was actually enjoying it, listening to that. It doesn't happen very often. I thought you would break away and start to add English to it, but you didn't. That was why I allowed it to continue. It's been a delight. I remember once I was going to see Chief Sisiono Atungo Park. Somebody played. There was a blind man who prayed with Igbo language. I never knew how beautifully well Igbo language sounded until that very day. I'm telling you, very beautiful. This is the closest I've come to that. Thank you very much for that, because you're very, very kind. This is Radio Biafra. People don't know who we are. We are resolute. We are relentless. We continue. We never ever stop. We can never stop until Biafra comes. I was not sent by a man. Chukwu Abiama sent me, the Lord of hosts, as David said when he confronted Goliath. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. That was a post by our Italian coordinator, our national in Italy, Michael Irania. I loved it so much. I have lost it. I wish he can resend it to me. It's about David. It's a verse in the Bible which he read before he went into battle. My prayer is very simple. I do not come with guns and bullets. I come with the might of the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of hosts himself, Chukwu Abiama, who determined that we should come. Only Chukwu Abiama said we should come, not man. Because man cannot do anything. The caller on the phone, turn your system down if you want to speak. They have not turned it down. I don't know what we are going to do. Let's go to Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, my director, can you hear me?
Loud and very clear, please continue. Yes, go ahead. No, I cannot hear you. No, the noise coming from there is a bit too much. It's a bit too much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
What is your name and where are you calling from? I'm talking to you. Your name and where are you calling from? The caller on Skype.
Hello. My name is Tochukwu Nwankwo. I'm calling from Sweden.
Please go ahead. Turn your system down.
Yeah, my system is down already.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, Director, I want to thank you so much for every good things you have been doing for us. Like, I just want to give you some more courage and for more good work for us. Like, just don't mind those people that is talking all those rubbish. And I want to talk to some bright friends on Facebook. You just have to, when you receive all these things, some real Biafrans that don't want to receive all this rubbish
just
news,
ignore them.
You just have to keep on blocking them. Keep on blocking them. That's what I do. I've keep on blocking them since then, and now they don't send me anymore again. So I'm free on my Facebook. You have to keep on blocking them. Because the more you block them, they will get tired of you. They will get rid of you. So just keep on blocking them. You don't need to be reading all this rubbish again, because it's a distraction. So, like, we are marching forward this week here, and everything is going fine, very fine this week here. So we don't have any problem anymore with all this saboteurs. So I just want to give you courage for everything good things you have been doing for us. Thank you so much, and God bless you, my director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you. And I did say that our coordinator's line was also open, but I have not been able to take any calls from there or on that very platform. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you. The time here now is approximately 2 minutes to 11 p.m. at night, wherever you are. We must welcome you, even if you're just joining us now, because we are on CHK 97.6 in Iguacha, which is Port Harcourt. We are also simulcasting this very broadcast live and direct to the entirety of humanity via satellites. If you point it 17 degrees east, you will get us. We are also online via www.radiobiafra.tuning and also ipob.org. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Director, from India.
Thank you very much. Good evening from here.
My name is Placid Alozi Abara. I'm from Imo State in Okigwe local government, Isoko community.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
By the grace of God, the PRO, National PRO of India.
Thank you.
I don't know where to start to greet you, to adore you. The God has sent you, no man can change it, whether they like it or not. I must to say, you Biafrans in India, who has been going back because of gossip, those who cannot be able to defend them, or those who cannot be able to take care of themselves in the country they reside in, because they hear Biafra, they jump in to be a commander of the struggle. Every day they make an audio and post. After you listen to it, you share it to your fellow idiots here in India to discourage those that ask for the job. I must tell you, you will be on your, I don't know where to tell you, will be peeping, or you will be thinking where you will find yourself very soon. You know yourself, most of you people are going around and telling people that there is nothing like meeting in India, or there is nothing like Biafrans in India. Most of you have given posts, wanting your daughter, you cannot be able to handle the post, they take it away from you. And you are fighting, telling people there is nothing like Biafran family in India. I must tell you, you are joking. Time will come. Biafras in India will look for you. Either you run away or you stand for the heat here in India. Director, we will tell you the good news very soon about India with Indian government. I'm not in a position to say that now, but my national coordinator will make that announcement shortly, not today, maybe tomorrow, honest. I must call all the executive here in India. If you know that you are holding any post here in India, your defense fund is your what? Your post. Your defense fund is your post. If you cannot be able to pay your defense fund, tell me how the people you are encouraging for this struggle will come out and pay for their own. If you cannot be able to pay your monthly contribution, how can the people you are leading can pay? My brothers, why can't we call a spade and march forward? Someone has put his life online. Someone has abandoned all the enjoyment he have to do, all he have to take, all, and came out for Biafra. Why can't we give him the support he needed? Why can't we leave gossip? Many of you are fighting leave, remove Christian Mosu as a national coordinator. Can you do it? Can you move in and do it? I want to ask you, the idiot here in India. You know yourself. You know where you are talking. You know the zone you are coming from. Ordinary general meeting here in India, a group of people said they cannot sit with the national coordinator where he sits. Can you be able to stand the heat when it comes? You are sorry. I'm sorry for you. You all that going against Christian Mosu, Christian Mosu did not have your money. Christian Mosu did not see your money. Christian Mosu rather put the little one to make this struggle in India be as it's supposed. But many of you guys are going wrongly. Gossiping, talking nonsense, you cannot be able to stand for your freedom. What are you, idiots? What are you, fool? I must curse all of you. Tomorrow, wait me. You know me very well. Wait me on the street. Ask me why I curse you. Even coordinators who cannot be able to stand and defend their words or talk to their people, I must say sorry for you. All the zonal coordinators, I know those that in part of this struggle, and I know those who is people or who is beside watching if Christian Woso is the right person. I must tell you, you are wasting your time. Where are they now? Those that are gossiping from Nigeria, where are they? Now, where are the Nnamdi Kanu? Where is he? Those that are gossiping our registration in India, where are they? Now, where is our registration? I must tell you, you will continue to gossip until Biafra will come. Your children will ask you, where are you when these people are doing this job? You are making me angry in India. Director, thank you. God bless you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless Biafra worldwide.
He said, don't be angry. I don't know. Before I came to do Biafra, I spent time studying our people very, very well. 19 years I've been studying them. Biafra is the only thing I do. One thing is very clear. During this particular period of democratic looting, everybody had one president of the Senate. Igbo people had four when it was zoned to them. Do you see there's a man called Tambuwal that left PDP to go over to APC? Do you know that even Hausa people in PDP are supporting him? Why do you think Hausa people are ruling Igbo people today? Why do you think people say they are not Igbo, even when they are? Why? Anytime you find the answers to this, you will understand that the behavior being exhibited by some people is perfectly understandable. They were born destructively that way, especially with Hausa Fulani blood in them. That is the way they are. Four Senate presidents, other people produce only one. That tells you all you need to know. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work because Chukwu Abiama is God. We will do this work until Biafra comes and beyond. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello?
I can hear you. Turn your system
Director,
down.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. Yes. Yes, my name is Fabimun. I'm calling from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong?
I'm from Enugu State.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Director.
Go ahead.
Okay, Director, I don't know what parts to thank you and to thank all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. From Barrister, Engineer, Iranya, UCMFO, Carol Monde, Director, really. I'm so happy, and I thank God for what God has used you to do for our people and continue doing. Director, really, in this Radio Biafra is where I see God. I really see God in this Radio Biafra, to be honest. Director, thank you so much. And secondly, I want to also say we, the people of Hong Kong, we have paid our dues, but maybe our sister haven't got the receipt. so that I'm sure that we have paid from November. Yes, November we have paid. So maybe in due time she will get the receipt. So director, thank you so much. And actually, I want to congratulate you also for the new development in Uguacha about the transmitter, about the radio. And we believe that God will continue using you to establish what he has promised us. And director, please, I don't want you to be discouraged from what people are trying, the people that have giving themselves to devil to do, because people don't know that you are a blessing already. God has made you a blessing to us, to our generation, because God has said that we are the blessing of this generation. We, God has made you to be the blessing, and through the blessing God has made you, that we are partaker of this blessing, because I have personally learned a lot from this radio. And director, I want to say something, if it's possible. Like, I know what I've got in this radio Biafra, like the history, like where I come from, like who I am. So I'll just say, if time will permit you, in every time you are broadcasting, like sharing light to our people back home there to know the origin of Biafra, how Biafra came. Because for me, I just know the things I know about Biafra is that Ojukwu just came and declared Biafra. I never knew that Biafra was a system before. But in this radio Biafra, I knew that. So director, if possible, there are a lot of people like me back home there. So if possible, if you can keep on like using 5 minutes to tell us that where we come from, who we are, and how we become Nigerians, how we just become Nigeria. Because many of us, we don't know. Many people are shouting, one Nigeria, we are one Nigeria. A lot of my friends, whenever I told them about Biafran, they say, no, we are one Nigeria. But I know, because they don't know, because I'm also, I don't know before until I get in contact with Radio Biafra. That's why I say, in Radio Biafra, I see God. So, director, if it's possible, I know there's a lot of things in your hand. So, if it's possible, you mark up time in every of your broadcasts before you go to the news. You just 5 minutes telling us about our history, who we are, and how we become Nigeria, and things that happened before many, many years that we don't know, how the white man came. If possible, you can do that for us, so that where people like us, the people growing up back home, we now know that we are not part of Nigeria, that there is need for us to go back to Biafra where we come from. So I think that will help us also. And director, I want to also talk about people who are calling from China. Director, honestly, in China, there is no job in China. So don't be surprised they are calling and talking something like this, because full of gossipers are there. So please, if there is a way that they just let them talk to, engineer Rania handle their case, and anybody will call you and you divert his call to Rania, and let them don't delay us from what you are doing. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you, my dear brother, and God bless you too. There is something we continue to emphasize, something we continue to lay bare. I don't want people to think or to speculate for 1 second that we can be somehow demoralized by police informants. It is up to you if you choose to serve the zoo called Nigeria by proclaiming you are a Biafran but working with Nigeria police. That is your business. Nothing is going to make us to stop. If all the countries around the world mess up, we will shut all of them down. You people must understand this very well. We close them down. It won't stop Biafra from coming. We don't beg people, for goodness sake. People are bound to be irrelevant and stupid. When they try something, it doesn't work. They beg my parents to beg me, it doesn't work. They try something new. It is in their nature. Why do you think they gave away Nzogwu? And Nzogwu, do you know how Nzogwu died? Do you know how Nzoku was betrayed? Do you know why Enugu fell so easily and was never taken back? Do you know why? I ask you to go and ask yourself questions. Therein lies all the answers that you seek. And with it comes wisdom. I thank Chidebere for sending this very information to me. And I will read exactly what David said before he met Goliath. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and unto the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." What else can I say? And his name is Chukwu Abiyama. That is God in Biafra land. And his name is Chukwu Abiyama. Our enemies will die. All of them, they will perish, they will crumble. I can't stain my hands with blood before I go into battle. That was a promise I made to God, and I don't intend to defile it. But other people are free to do so if they wish to. This is Radio Biafra. We reconvene again tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening. Our work is relentless. It is ceaseless to all genuine Biafrans all over the world. What we do is so we can restore your glory, your honor, and avenge the defeat of your parents between 67 and 70. We will not take everybody with us. We only need 100 men. 100. And the world will shake. I'm very happy that at least out of that 100, we now have 52. We are selecting very carefully, and we are moving on. That when we unleash this mayhem, humanity will understand how angry we have been. They are killing us. They torture our children. We don't have good jobs. We don't have any hope, nothing to look forward to. All we have left for us is to scavenge and to gossip. That's all we have left. That is not how to live or to survive as a race. We must do something to redeem our honor. We must do something to prove once again that we are the children of the light. If you are a child of the light, you cannot be a police informant. If you are a child of the light, you will have nothing to do with the zoo. If you're a child of the light, you will not be afraid of an oath. I ask everybody to emulate from the people of Manchester. They don't take any rubbish. You fall by the wayside and they kick you into the curb, and the march continues. Our pace is unrelenting. I am here on the ground in the bosom of Biafra land. We are here broadcasting to the ends of the earth that Chukwu Abiyama may hear our plea and that his will may be done in our time. That will being done as prayed by Yeshua is the coming of this kingdom of his, and this very kingdom is Biafra. You may lie, but we don't, because we are the children of light. We thank each and every one of you for listening today. We ask you to join us again tomorrow morning. For some of you, the time here now is approaching a quarter past 11 p.m. at night. Our work continues because Chukwu Abiyama is God. Before we bring our program to a conclusion, I must remind each and every one of you that from this very day, China ceases to exist as a coordinating unit, part of the IPOB family all over the world. They no longer exist. The executive there stands dissolved. A new one will be constituted in a matter of days. It is not the number of people we have that matters. It is how effective and how qualitative that they are that counts for us. That is why to us, this Biafra we have discussed today will now and forever remain our religion. I am not a Christian. I am a Biafran. Biafra is my religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where I worship, because only Chukwu Abiyama can be God, the Lord of hosts. and he will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from here, the holy land of Biafra, it is simply good evening.
Victor.